Hi everyone, this is Chanel.
I'm Anne-Marie Guidos.
And welcome to Sweet 15.
No, it never feels right saying
Shelby Lynn Madison is a Christian country artist born and raised in rural Virginia. Her twangy voice, bold personality, and love for music stemmed from her parents, who had a bluegrass band when she was growing up. She has since moved to Nashville to pursue her music dreams and is preparing to launch her debut EP on March 29th. Despite struggles with her mental health and healing from heartbreak, Shelby Lynn has remained positive and she continues to make her music. We are so excited to have Shelby Lynn in the suite today.
Yes, me too.
All right, so just tell the people a little bit about yourself, about your music, anything you want them to know right off the bat.
Yeah, so I grew up in Virginia. My parents had a bluegrass band growing up, so that's kind of what stemmed my love for country music. They had a little bit of a different background in music. They liked bluegrass. I still like bluegrass. I like all the genre, all different types of genres of music. But country is where my heart is. I grew up on Merle Haggard, George Jones, Hank Williams Jr., those people. So that's kind of what influenced my music career.
Amazing. So you grew up surrounded by family in this small town in Virginia, but then you leave the comfort of home to go to a big city like Nashville. So what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was very hard at first. I didn't really know a lot of people, but I got a job there at the Y, and I was doing my music full time, and I had a part-time job at the Y, so I met a lot of amazing people. So it was hard, but it was easy at the same time.
Nice. And so, how does living in Nashville compare to life back home?
Well, life back home is very country and rural. I moved from country to a city, so it's a little bit different, but I got used to it for the most part.
Yeah. And also, growing up in a musical family, I'm pretty sure you have like some, so a few people who inspire you and you're kind of, I don't know, kind of build your sound off of, like, who are some people that you would like name off the bat?
Yeah, definitely my mom is one of them. A lot of people actually said that I sound like my mom when she sings, so that's very cool. But Keith Whitley, I love Keith Whitley, George Jones, Merle Haggard, those people, the older country style.
Yeah. And you also have an influence, like we presented earlier, that you're Christian. Do you believe
Yes.
he kind of has like some kind of influence on like the music you make or how you think about music?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I pray and do a lot of reading the Bible and do a lot of that. So that really helps with the music. And I know that it's God's will for me to be doing music. So I get inside with that.
Beautiful.
That's amazing. And so how does your faith play a role like in your music and in creation? Like does it tie into that at all?
Yes, yeah. Every now and then I'll sit down and try to write a Christian song. I
Mm.
actually have one started. But yeah, God plays an important factor. I feel like music is my life, so it definitely plays an important factor in my life too. So I think I would say music and the Christian values are definitely what's made me who I am today.
And this is random, but you also have your guitar here with you. Do you have like a
Yes.
story for your guitar or like a story behind like how you got your guitar?
Actually, I got this guitar for Christmas of this year. So I've always wanted a hummingbird, red hummingbird, and my dad finally decided to get me one. Well, my parents decided to get me one for this Christmas. But I got my first guitar when I was 9 years old, and that's when I started playing. And really realized that music was something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
I know that you've been open about like struggles with mental health, and I want to know like more about this, maybe like your journey surrounding mental health. Like, when did these struggles start and how you've been handling them?
Yeah, I've been handling them quite well, I would say. I just, life can get hard sometimes, and I feel like everybody can struggle with mental health in their own sense. So life can get hard sometimes, so those times I just pray real hard and God answers my prayers. Either he'll answer them or well, he always answers my prayers, but or our prayers, but sometimes it's their silent prayers, but I still pray for them. So
Do you feel like music is a way of you being able to, like, I don't know, like, does your mental health kind of contribute to the music you make, or is it vice versa where you feel like you're able to express yourself and your emotions through the music you make?
yeah, I feel like when I'm on stage, I don't think about anything. It's just my guitar, me up there, and it's just the thing that I do best. So I feel like it really helps me with like it's a coping mechanism too. It's because I write songs, so writing also helps me a lot.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I know your latest single, Saying Goodbye, it's about a breakup. I feel like that's a very personal topic to kind of put out there and write a song. So I'm wondering, like, was that scary for you to kind of release something like that? How did that feel? Was it therapeutic? Just what was that experience like?
It was actually it was a situation that I went through. So to put it out, it was actually kind of therapeutic, and to know for the person to know like who they are that I wrote it about is kind of therapeutic too, because it was kind of giving them a message of, hey, this is how I felt,
Yeah. And what are you writing about, like, nowadays? Like, what's the things that, like, at the forefront of your mind?
Honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I write a lot of heartbreak songs, and that's just what I seem to always like draw to, are heartfelt heartbreak songs. So I've written a couple happy songs here and there, but they're not like my go-tos, and they're not ones that I would say, man, I really love this one. It's like the heartfelt ones that I actually write and enjoy. I mean, I enjoy all of them, but probably the heartbreak ones.
Nice. What do you think it is about the heartbreak ones that you resonate so deeply with? Like, why are those your favorites?
Because I feel like everybody goes through heartbreak at one point in their life, whether it's a breakup or anything, any life throws its curves. So I feel like people can relate more and more to the heartfelt ones than the happy go lucky songs. Not saying that those are, I hope that I write tons of those too, but I don't know. I just seem to write the heartfelt ones, and that's what resonates with me.
Yeah, and what's kind of like your process of like creating music? Is it like a conscious flow that's coming out of you, or is it something that you like sit down and you meditate on?
Yeah, it depends. My writing style is different. Like, I'll have an idea or something pop up in my head, and then I'll go off of that, or I'll get a tune first and sit down and go off the tune, and then put lyrics to the tune. It's never really like set in stone on how I'm gonna write a song. When I am in writes, though, I definitely, tend to throw lyrics out and stuff when I'm in rights. So,
Nice. And so I feel like you're always naming all these different musicians, all these inspirations you have. So what are you taking from your inspirations? Like what do you look at them and say, I want to do something more like this, or it kind of inspires you? What aspect of their music? And then also, how do you differentiate yourself as a musician? And like what do you think about you is different when compared to those inspirations?
yeah, for sure. So I like going for the older style country music. So I feel like my voice is very different from newer country today. I feel like I have a unique style in that sense, because I feel like everybody nowadays are going for what's the most popular. And but I do feel like older country is starting to come around and things like that. But yeah, I would just say my voice is very different from everybody else's.
And then, so your debut EP is coming out. March 29th. So how do you feel? Are you
I'm
excited?
super excited. Yes, I've actually never dropped an EP before, so I'm super excited. Romina jumped on the bandwagon, or jumped on the bandwagon. I don't even know why I said that. But she hopped on and told me, this is what you should do. This is what we do for artists. And she's been a great contact and a great source. And she's been doing great things for me. So, yeah, so the EP is something I'm really excited about.
Awesome. And how has it been navigating like this new world of music, the industry here in Nashville, this big city? Like how has the introduction to the music industry been for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good because, like I said, I come from an older style country scene, so that's kind of what I portray, and I feel like a lot of people aren't doing that nowadays, so that's my way to and but also I do feel like the older style country is coming back too, so there's just not a lot of them out there.
I wanted to ask you more about like kind of building this community. I don't know, like building a fan base. Like, how are you putting yourself out there for your music to be known?
Well, right now I'm just working on the social aspect of it. So Romina's definitely getting my TikTok going and my Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. So that's how I'm promoting myself right now. In March, I think we're gonna start putting me out there and getting me some shows to play and stuff. It's just Virginia is kind of a small town. Like, my town is a small town, so it's kind of hard to get gigs and things around here, because there's not a lot of music in my area. So that's another thing that helped me out a lot too, is there's not a lot of music in my area, and the people that do already play music were already well known in the community or in the area, so they kind of helped me out too when I first started.
Nice. And so it
Yeah.
seems like you've kind of developed this like community of mentorship. And so I'm wondering like what is your dream collaboration or your dream moving forward? Like what in an ideal world, what would your career look like?
Yeah, so I've always wanted to play the Grand Ole Opry, so that's one thing that I want to put on my bucket list and actually make happen. But if I could collaborate with anybody, it'd definitely be Morgan Wallen. I love Morgan Wallen. I do the older country, that's the older style scene, but then for newer country, Morgan Wallen, Riley Green, Megan Maroney, people like that are my influences. But Morgan Wallen, I really, really like him. So I would definitely love to have a collaboration with him.
Nice.
Oh.
You heard it here first. Shelby Lynn is, she's looking for him.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And I think we would be remiss if I don't ask you to, I don't know if you want to play something for us. Like you have the guitar. Like I want to see if you can, I don't know, if you want to play something for us.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna play my single Saying Goodbye that I just released not too long ago.
Oh, wonderful.
We're so excited.
Honey, don't you see what I've seen? Was looking at our doom. All the same, what I intend. Guess goodbye was never expected. Sometimes in our first just gotta get it in. Love just the same. Oh, it ain't always. It never feels right. Saying goodbye. Sorry, my dog is barking in the background.
I think it's the perfect background
Run
music.
back home to mama's. Thank you. Drag my name all through these days. Whatever makes you this love just hit the ground. Sometimes in efforts just gotta get it in. Love just the same. Oh, it ain't always easy. It never feels right saying
Oh,
goodbye. Oh, thank
I feel like
you.
you serenaded us for Valentine's Day.
Yes. Oh, this is
Oh,
thank you.
I think what's so cool about this song is like everyone can connect to it. I mean, like even when I listened to it, it like took me back to a prior breakup. And so I don't know, it's such a beautiful message. Even the line, like sometimes love is not enough. I'm like, she's so right.
Thank you. Yeah, I put that line out there because you can love somebody and they can love you back, but sometimes it's just not, it just wasn't meant to be. So,
Oh, well, Shelby, it was absolutely wonderful having you.
yeah.
And yeah. And before we close out, we always ask our guests if they can say the first thing that comes to their mind and the last thing that you want to leave the audience with.
The first thing that comes to my mind is music, I guess. And if there's anything I can leave the people with, is God's always got your back no matter what. So.
Amen. So signing out, this has been Chanel.
This was Anne Marie.
This is Shelby Madison.
And this was
Sweet
Sweet
15.
15.
The recording has stopped.